Hey friend, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. So before I get into today's message and what I'm going to share with you that God put on my heart today, I wanted to let you in on a little something. So Jesus and Coffee, the podcast, has now expanded to Jesus and Coffee, the radio show. So Jesus and Coffee can be heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. on Magic 107.5, 97.5 in Atlanta. But you can also listen from all over the world through the Magic ATL app. So you can download the Magic ATL app to your phone and it'll allow you to join in from wherever you are. Or you can pull up the website, magicatl.com, and you can listen live from there. Now, I share that with you for two reasons. One, we celebrating, boo. But also, because when God first gave me this, I didn't understand what to do with it. The first thing that I heard from God was the daily devotional. And I was like, okay, daily devotional, got it. So I sat on that for a couple of months into probably over a year and just kept trying to navigate what the daily devotional should look like, right? So in that time, God showed me that it was supposed to be a daily devotional, but also a podcast. That he, now this is going to sound crazy, but he also showed me that there probably wouldn't be much of a return on my investment in terms of finances, that this may be something that costs more than it ends up giving me back. This is just an act of obedience, right? So I was obedient and I put together the Jesus and Coffee devotional that's, you know, on Amazon, and I put together this Jesus and Coffee podcast, and I've been committed to honoring, you know, my commitment to Christ and being devoted to making sure that no matter how I feel, no matter what season I'm in, no matter what I'm going through, I still produce this podcast episode every Sunday so that I can deliver it to you. Now, boom, here we are a little over a year later and the opportunity for the radio show arises. And I just think, wow, how many times has God given us something that we saw as something small, something that wouldn't be very beneficial, or so it seemed, right, to us, or something that wouldn't maybe produce the results that we think we need in that time, only to discover that by that one act of obedience, it opens so many doors for us later. And I don't know, you know, how successful the radio show will be. Today is day one. I don't know if there will be anything grand attached to this or if I'll make any money out of this either, right? But what I do know is that it is helping to cultivate my faith and to affirm my relationship with Christ, because I'm able to see that he gave me A with Z in mind. And that yet again, even though I didn't understand what A was, or even what B was, or child C, D, E, you know where I'm going here. When God sometimes gives us a thing, we might not understand what we're supposed to do with it. We just have to understand that if God gave us it to do, that we have to be obedient and do it just because we were told to. And in this season, I've been able to understand a little more how God works. That my job is not to question why. My job is not to try to understand the beginning, the end from the beginning. I'm not to try to develop the picture, you know, prematurely. I'm just supposed to do my part. And as long as I do my part, then it all works out the way that it should ultimately, right? So I shared that with you today because there's something in that, right? There's that maybe you're in a space where you don't understand what God is doing. Maybe it looks like you're being minimalized somewhere. Maybe you're in a space where you feel like you can do more, or it should be bigger, or you deserve promotion, or, you know, you can take on this thing that you've been praying to God for, and you don't understand why he has you at such humble beginnings, or taking care of such, you know, mundane tasks, or what seems to be median space, and you don't realize that God is preparing you for something bigger, that God is seeing if your commitment is there, your dedication is there. If you'll do it for no reason other than he told you to, will you keep the integrity in it? Or will you lose yourself, you know, because of some sort of promotion or financial increase? Or, you know, you would, it's hard to sometimes believe how circumstances will change us. And many of us would say, "Ooh, that would never be me." But child, as soon as the opportunity arises, here go me, you know? And that's not shade. That's just human. You know, sometimes we really don't understand all of our quirks and all of the things about us that God sees all the way through, even the things we don't want him to see, right? So I just want you to begin to trust God a little bit more in this space, to understand that whatever he has you going through right now, whatever tasks you're assigned to right now, you got to do those things like they're big. You got to take on the little spaces like they mean the most. You got to do the small jobs like they're attached to the big thing, because chances are they just might be. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this space. Thank you for what you are doing with Jesus and Coffee. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to gather all of these weeks after weeks and, you know, season 2, episode 14 now. Oh, Lord, I didn't know I could commit to it, but glory be to you for giving me all that I needed to sustain thus far and to, you know, continue to do what you have set out for me to do. But Lord, I pray for those listening right now, Lord, that you would provide them clarity, that you would give them what they need to see whatever that thing is you have for them all the way through, that you would show them who they are in this space. Give them the confidence, give them the courage, give them the tenacity, the resilience. Lord, allow them to not be weak or weary in well doing. Lord, your word says that in due time, they will reap if they faint not, Lord. So allow them to not faint. Allow them to not get winded. Lord, allow them to find that second breath, to tap into energy they didn't know they had, and to see that they've been chosen for this job for a reason. They have been chosen to fill this void for a reason, to be in this season for a reason, because Lord, there is somebody that needs what they offer, and nobody offers it quite like them. So Lord, I ask that you would begin to show them who they are in this space, begin to allow them to see themselves in a way that they have never seen themselves before. Allow them to look at themselves in the mirror and see who they are with your eyes. Lord, I ask that you would just continue to show up for us in the way that you always do, but then also to show us how to show up for one another. Lord, you gave us our brothers and sisters in Christ for a reason. Allow us to be that team. Allow us to be a unified front in the kingdom, Lord, so that we don't look anything other than a representation of you in this world. Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for all that you have given. We thank you for the ultimate sacrifice in your son. And we thank you that you are allowing us to be more and more like him every day. Thank you for Jesus and Coffee. Thank you for what you are doing with it, in and through me. And Lord, I thank you for all that is to come, no matter what's attached. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray you have an amazing week this week, friend. Don't forget to share the podcast with your friends and family. We're going to keep this thing going. The radio show is not in place of, it's an extension of. So the daily devotional is still there on Amazon. The podcast will still continue every Sunday. We'll have the radio show from 9 to 11 a.m. as well. So, you know, send it out, share it, and let's grow this thing. Have a great week.